Blog Talk Radio.
Together. And glory to God, Jesus is coming back for his church. Glory, hallelujah, without spot, without wrinkle, without any such thing. Amen, amen. So welcome this morning. Pastor Mom is sitting here bright and shiny this morning. I had to laugh at her because she was in here. I had a little playlist playing on YouTube, and she was having church not all by herself. Her and the Lord was having church in here this morning. So this is her second service. She was singing up a storm, going up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So greet everybody, Pastor Mom.
Good morning, everybody. God is here.
Amen. Amen. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Mm-hmm.
Our Father,
which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of
thy own hand.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 100 this morning. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. We're going to read the entire psalm together. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. And our choir is going to lead us in singing Psalm 100 and verse 5 after we read the psalm. So choir, Minister Rachel and family, get yourself ready for when we finish, you'll be singing. And then you'll be singing later on as well. Amen. So let's say Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Is our choir ready?
Yes.
Yep. I have a new song to sing.
Do you want to sing a new song after this one?
First, let me sing first.
No, no, we're going to sing what the Lord has said. Let's sing. Let's sing.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I was going to sing a song.
She wanted to sing a new song.
It was, right.
Okay.
I'm so blessed that you come to me. That you love me.
died for me. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So stay ready, you all. And you'll be singing another couple of songs later. Amen.
Hey, God bless you.
All right. Thank you. God bless y'all too. It's good to have a choir. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, 4 verses 1 through 3. We're going to read that together. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've been with us before, you know that this is our time for the pearls to ponder. The Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his names, his character, and his nature. And so he is the pearl of great price. And we ponder, we think about, we roll it around in our head. Hallelujah. Let him give us even a greater revelation of who he is. So every month we have a different pearl. We have a different character, nature, name of the Lord to ponder on. This month we're pondering on him being gentle. Hallelujah. The gentleness of God. He's a gentle God. Now, a while back, we talked about him being a great and terrible God. And so there's a balance in all that he does. He is still and yet the great and terrible God, and yet he is gentle. We went over some definitions or descriptions of what gentleness is. And this is what really stood out to us. I mean, he's gentle, he's meek, and it's really strength wrapped in love. Hallelujah. It's his strength. I mean, he's strong. He can do anything. And it's wrapped, whatever he does is wrapped in love, and that's what makes him so gentle. Last week, or previous times, we talked about how we want to be gentle like Jesus. And then we talked about how Jesus is gentle and lowly. And the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Hallelujah. And so on this Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to everyone. We're going right along. Father's Day to you. Glory to God, to all the fathers, whether you're a biological father, a spiritual father, a stepfather, however you are a father, happy Father's Day to you. Amen. And then most of all, happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Amen. So we say happy Father's Day to you, Father, in heaven as well. Amen. And even as I go on, all of those whose fathers have gone home to be with the Lord, we just lift you up right now and just pray your comfort and your peace, and that God will bring back to you all of those good memories that you had with your earthly father. Hallelujah. Amen. And my earthly father has gone home to be with the Lord. Pastor Mom's earthly father has gone home to be with the Lord. And it's a blessing to know that they are with the Lord, absent from their body and present with the Lord. Amen. Amen. So on with the pearls to ponder. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 1 says, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am based among you, but being absent and bold towards you. And here's another one that really talks about the gentleness of our Father God. Psalm 103 in verse 13, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Hallelujah. So he's gentle like that. Amen. He could just fry us to a crispy critter, and the things I've done, I should be. But his gentleness, his strength wrapped in love has kept us. Hallelujah. And now I want to play a song. I ran across this song. I'm loving all of these, you know, these pearls to ponder, because we have a little song that goes along with it. And I'm finding songs that I probably would never have found otherwise. This song is called Gentleness of Jesus. It's a little over a minute long, and it's by a ministry called Eyes on Jesus. It's such a sweet ministry, Eyes on Jesus. So if you ever, the Lord leads you to look them up, that's their name. Amen. And the song is Gentleness of Jesus. The pastor talks a little bit first and goes right into the song. Amen.
I felt the Holy Spirit tell me earlier, he said, you prefer me aggressive, but I'm gentle. Humble at heart, because he was like, I want to talk to you. I was like, you do? He's like, you still don't believe, I just want to be with you. He said, you prefer aggressive, but I'm gentle. Now he is aggressive sometimes, yes. He's gentle. He's gentle. Oh, the gentleness of Jesus. Oh, the gentleness.
Hallelujah. The gentleness of Jesus. He carries us like a little lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all that strength he has, so wrapped up in love that he can hold us to his chest and wrap us in his righteousness. Hallelujah. So this week, ponder. Think about the gentleness of Jesus. He is gentle. He is meek. He's still strong, but it's wrapped up in love. Amen. And that's our pearls to ponder on gentleness today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I love these pearls to ponder, just meditating on the Lord. Amen. Let's go into our time of declarations. Praise his holy name. Amen. After our declarations, then our choir, Minister Rachel and family, get ready to sing again. Amen. Okay. With our declarations, we go to Job 22 and 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. So we've been declaring and decreeing some things. Hallelujah. And then, you know what? What I notice is sometimes when you declare and decree it, the enemy tries to come and do the exact opposite. So it's our job to stand. Hallelujah. To continue to stand on what we already heard, what we have spoken out of our mouths from the word of God. Isaiah 40 and verse says, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we declare and decree, and we stand on the word of God that stands forever. Now, we're going to do some short declarations today. And I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to give you a few scriptures after that so you can look them up as well. But these are seven short declarations that we're going to say today. Hallelujah. All right. Repeat after me. I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Some scriptures that talk about that, I'll give you two quick ones. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And then my favorite, 1 John 1:9. Hallelujah. We are forgiven. Go to those scriptures, check them out. Here's another one. Repeat after me. I am free.
I am free.
Amen. So the enemy tried to tell you that you're not forgiven and that you're not free. You're free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The scriptures, I'll give you two from Galatians chapter 5. There's others, but I'm going to give you two from Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5 and verse 1 and Galatians 5 and verse 13. I am free. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Repeat after me. I have hope.
I have hope.
Hallelujah. I have hope.
I have hope.
Amen. Amen. Let's do a couple from the Psalms. Amen. Two scriptures from the Psalms. There's many more, but I have hope is in Psalm 25 and verse 3. Psalm 25 and verse 3 and Psalm 71 and verse 5. Psalm 25, verse 3, Psalm 71, and verse 5. Amen. So enemy try to tell you or anybody to try to tell you this is hopeless. Oh, no. I have hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on. Repeat after me. I am gifted.
I am gifted.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, people and things and situations would try to tell you that you're not, but you are. Glory to God. Here's a couple of James chapter 1 and verse 17. I am gifted. James chapter 1 and verse 17. And then 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. I am gifted. Hallelujah. Amen. We got three more. Repeat after me. I have purpose.
I have purpose.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We have purpose. We're not aimlessly going around. We have purpose. There's something God has prepared for us. We have purpose. Glory to God. Two scriptures. One of my favorites, Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11, and then Ephesians. Oh, it's another one of my favorites. Excuse me. Romans 8:28. I always say Romans 8:28 is in full effect. I have purpose. Glory to God. Amen. Let's say another one. Got two more to go. Repeat after me. I am valuable.
I am valuable.
Hallelujah. We have value, not in the amount of money we have in our pockets, what's in the bank, none of that. We are valuable. I am valuable. Hallelujah. And so let's you can write this down. Psalm 17 and verse 8. Yes, you're valuable. I'm valuable. We are valuable. John 3:16. We're so valuable that God so loved us. Hallelujah. John 3:16. One more, our last one. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll give you a couple from Psalms, the Psalms again. I am blessed. Amen. Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. I am blessed. Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. And then Psalm 44 and verse 15. Psalm 44, verse 15. I am blessed. Hallelujah. So these are some declarations, short declarations, but powerful. I am forgiven. Let's go through it one more time. Repeat after me. I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
I am free.
I am free.
I have hope.
I have hope.
I am gifted.
I am gifted.
I have purpose.
I have purpose.
I am valuable.
I am valuable.
And I am blessed.
And I am blessed.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for our declarations this morning. We're going to continue to declare and decree and watch God's word stand forever. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, hope you all are ready. We're going to open a line so we can hear from you all this morning, hear you singing again. Amen. Choir, you ready? Make sure you take your mute off. Family. Okay. Maybe I should have checked my Amen. I don't have any text on there. So, okay. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So, praise the Lord. We're going to continue on. Okay, making sure everything is open there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's go to a song that Pastor Mom was worshiping on this morning. Wait a minute. Amen, amen. He is our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. We love him. We love you, Lord, so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're on our way to hearing our speaker for today, but first we want to pray over our finances. Hallelujah. Amen. Praying over our finances. God is doing something with our finances. And the more we're in line with what he's doing, the more he can give us in our finances. Hallelujah. You know, there are things that God is doing in my personal finances and in the ministry's finances that is just awesome. Just absolutely awesome. There's some things that the Lord has told me to do. I don't even know how it's being done. I just thank him. I know that he's doing it. Amen. But, you know, I don't try to figure it out in advance or anything. But when the time comes, when he wants me to do or to give, actually to give, it's there. Hallelujah. And so he moves on people's hearts to give into the ministry. And then what he has laid on my heart to do, it's there. Amen. And I just give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I will say, I know I'm talking in vague terms, but there was a time where we had someone who was tithing, and they were, God sent them for a season, and they were tithing really great, you know, and then God sent them someplace else. And during that time, while he was, while the person that was tithing was there, we were able to give as the Lord had led us to give. Well, that person has been gone and went on and is now pastoring in another ministry, and God is still providing for us to do what we were doing when we were getting the big tithe money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm not trying to put my mind on it, how it's being done. I'm just thanking him that at the moment it needs to be done, it's done. And he's not just doing that for Apostle Barbara Kizzy and for Pastor Mom, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and the Get 'Em Radio family. He's doing it for you, too, because he's not a respecter of persons. So let's go on to our prayer for finances. Repeat after me. Amen. And, you know, whenever we're doing these repeat after me, we are fully engaged, because when we do that, when we're fully engaged, our faith is engaged. Hallelujah, and things began to happen. God can work on our behalf because it's our faith that pleases him. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration. And give me guidance.
Help me to remember.
That all I have. Belongs to you.
It belongs to you.
And be grateful for it. May I always be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured. Destroyed.
All wasted. Multiply it.
So what I make.
And what I have.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
That I will not.
Be anxious.
About finances.
But will seek. Your kingdom first. Knowing.
That as I do,
I will have all
I need.
And Lord,
as I sow my blessing seed,
I remember
that it's harvest time.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So as you sow your blessing seed today, your tithe, your offering, as you sow, remember that it is harvest time. Hallelujah. And God moves in times and seasons, and it's harvest time. Come on, somebody. Amen. There's several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Our cash app is $ESLCCC. That stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So $ESLCCC. You can also give via Zelle. Our Zelle number is 973-951-9921. Again, our Zelle is 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door at 2E. Praise God. And if you would like to mail it in, you can do that as well. Your check or money order, you can make it payable to ESLCCC, that's East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We made it easy. ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God over everything, even our finances. Hallelujah. And we invite you into every part of our finance. Hallelujah. Personal, business, ministry, we invite you in. And then, Lord God, we thank you right now for those who are tithing. Your word says that if you, in Malachi chapter 3, try you, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings too much for us to receive. Thank you for that, Lord. And then you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes when we tithe. Hallelujah. Now, that promise isn't in there for offering, but it's in there for tithing. So tithing is very important to you. Amen. And that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money will not be stolen, lost, destroyed, devoured, or wasted. Amen. Hallelujah. And you still bless the givers, Lord God. So we pray over the givers, those giving offerings. You said in Luke 6:38 that if we would give, it would be given back to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the givers, for the ones giving offerings today as well. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you will bless us and make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. That's Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And so, Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We even pray special blessings over the fathers today on this Father's Day, that you will bless them financially as well. In Jesus' name, amen,
amen
and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're almost to our sermon. And there's a song that I want to play, because every time I hear this song, I think about our speaker. Our speaker today is our good friend, our very own. He's been on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. He was with us last Father's Day, maybe the Father's Day before last. He's been on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast, him and his wife, many times. Amen. And we just love him to life. He's a good friend. He's a wonderful man of God, a father. He's a grandfather. And, oh, my goodness, to see him with his grandchildren. Talk about, I call it a geeky look on him, especially when he's with his grandchildren. And he's just a good friend. So we're going to hear Joy's Medley by Minister Joy Bryant. And then we're going to hear from our speaker today, Bishop Aaron McClary. Amen.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm better for my praise each and every day. today, and they be over there praising the Lord, and I join in the praise. They sing like this. They say, joy bell keep ringing in my soul.
Because I need to look them up, build me a Pandora box. I started laughing when I started hearing the beat because I said, that is me. That is me. So I thank God, amen, for, amen, that song. And it brought back so many memories and so many songs I sung as a child growing up. And just brought joy in my heart. I don't have the dance in my step and the dip right now, only right now. But a few days from now, I'll have it back. I'm sitting there laughing because when I walk around the house, I don't walk with a cane or anything, and so I left my cane in the bedroom. I was like, dog, can't get up, cut a step because I ain't got my cane with me. I could do it, but I wouldn't want to do it without the cane because I'd be afraid I'd fall. And I'd be done falling, can't get up. First of all, want to thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for Pastor Mom. It is so wonderful hearing your voice this morning and hearing how the Lord has blessed you. Amen. And strengthened you. And to Apostle Kizzy and to everyone listening, I tell you, I'm so excited. I have to slow myself down here. I was expecting that me and Brother Lenny was going to tag team again today, but I guess I'm doing it by myself. So I would wish him a happy Father's Day and thank God for his everyday sharing of his music. And those that get a chance, come on, indulge in it. He's getting better and better. It's like he's his own symphony orchestra. He grabs a different instrument every day. And I've really been enjoying it. But I thank God that I'm here today. The Lord woke me up this morning. I had a full night's sleep. and just woke me up and just started dealing with me. And I was like, well, Lord, I said, well, are you trying to change what I felt like you wanted me to say? And then he kind of told me, well, you're going to be going by yourself. And then today was the first time I looked at the flyers. Like, oh, man, I'm by myself. I'm by myself, but I'm not by myself. I know y'all are praying with me and for me. And I'll be able to honestly say what preachers have said for many years, and none of us believe them. I will not be before you, Lord. I probably will stick to that because just physical limitations of speaking and running out of, you know, whatever. I thank God for the choir, and I really enjoyed you, and just thank God for you and encourage you to keep it going. The beautiful voices Amen. And songs. Amen. It really blessed me. Y'all, the sermon's already been preached when we started going into the affirmations, or what you call them?
Declarations.
The yes. sermon's already been preached, and I said, well, thank God you're right along with what the Lord. I just want to put a thought in your mind and in your heart and your spirit as I look at Father's Day today. Father's Day has become a good holiday for me. I can't say it has always been that way because I always looked at the image of the Father in a very bad way because of my experience with my earthly father. God rest his soul, Charlie Alonzo McClary, proudly cry out my father's name. God bless his memory. God bless him for bringing me into this earth and for all those things, those lessons he taught me on purpose, and those he taught me that he didn't really mean to teach me, but he taught me anyway. And I thank God for my love for him, even though it be some, most of it's been learning of him being a posthumous. He died about 31 years ago. But his presence, it feels just like it was yesterday. So I thank God for having that wonderful memory and that thought. And as I laid there this morning and the Lord began to take me back down memory lane of my childhood, and I kept remembering things about my earthly father, and there were some things I had completely forgot. I forgot about that, but I had some wonderful, fond memories of my earthly father. And then after I went through that litany of that, then God began to share with me how I developed my relationship with my earthly father that helped me develop my relationship with my heavenly father. And I just thank God for this Father's Day and for every father, no matter what stage you're in, if you are even a child that was here, maybe your relationship was not all they were supposed to be, but if you can continue to grow in love and understand your father did the best he could for the time he lived in, and look it, take anything negative you might have with your father and look at your father at the age of 5 or 6 and put them at that age and look at them and see it from their perspective and what they may have endured. Our fathers and our mothers both can only teach us what they knew, and what they did not know, they could not teach us. What they did not have, they could not give us. And because we have, as the Bible describes, the last day become wickeder and wiser, meaning that we're wiser in how life goes and how things are and how to interact. We're wiser in that than our fathers were. And our fathers were not the type, not necessarily, I'm of a certain generation, I'm 61 years old, but I'm of that generation that your fathers didn't necessarily talk to you the way you talk to your children, or your mother didn't talk to you the way you talk to your children, and you're wiser with how you deal with your children. But in knowing that, you have to cut your parents and your fathers, especially on this Father's Day, the Father's Day, cut them a little break and walk in forgiveness and walk in love and know that they did the best they could for the time they lived in. And that brings me to my subject today. The number one thing or the best thing about a father is when he is present. When a father's in the home, has been proven by studies that when a father's in the home, the children are more productive and more become greater assurance of themselves as they grow up when a father is present. When there's danger around, your father steps in and does this and does that. That brings an assurance. That brings an assurity of what God, what fathers can do. And it gives you a confidence. You know, you've heard the phrase, I'm going to tell my daddy. That means I'm going to tell my daddy, and my daddy's going to take care of any issue you're giving me. And in the grief you're giving me, because I'm going to tell my daddy. And my daddy's going to take care of me. My daddy's going to protect me. My dad's going to look out for me. And my daddy's going to get you, because you are bothering me. That's a wonderful thing in a child, to have that kind of assurance in your father, that he's going to look out for you. I'm going to give you a definition of a normal, say like a dictionary definition of what a father is. It's a noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing. The noun father is a man in relation to his children, to his child or children. And a second definition is then used to address priests, to a priest, a father, or someone in spiritual authority, father. And the verb for father, a man, causes a pregnancy resulting in the birth of a child, meaning he was the cause and the reason why you're alive and you're breathing now, because he impregnated your mother, and that caused you to come to be brought to bear on earth. I also want to talk about the role of a father is there to protect you, look over you, to provide for you, to teach you, I think the number one thing a child looks in a father is to have fun with you, to play with you. You get away with things that mama won't let you get away with. I think even myself, I was a girl dad. So with my girls, we did tea parties. We'd sit down and drink the tea out of the teacups and stuff like that. Those are the kind of things they wanted to do, so I did it with them. And now that I'm a grandfather, I'm a boy grandfather. And so we rough and tough and hitting each other in the stomach when we greet each other. We come into the room and you ain't got no oil and you ain't tough. Oh, I can beat you up. And that's the way both my grandsons are. I are with each other. You would think when you hear us, it's like, wow, why are they so rough on each other? But we just automatically walk up to each other and hit each other in the stomach. And we can tell you it don't hurt, you know. At least they think they're hurting me, but it don't hurt at all. But sometimes I have to watch how I hit them because I can really knock them out in the stomach. I said, see, I have to turn around and tell them, see, you thought you could get me, but I got you. And they call me old man. And, you know, we roughhouse like that. But that's a wonderful thing about fatherhood, being able to interact with your children. And even as a grandfather, interact with my grandson and roughhouse and play. When grandma's, we can't do it much when grandma's in the room. We have to do it in another room or do it when grandma's not here. Now, when grandma leaves the house and all that, we go crazy. We really go at each other, you know. But that's something mom won't allow us to do because mom's scared we're going to get hurt. But nobody's getting hurt. You know, we're having fun and we're enjoying each other. And it's a role of a different role of that a father plays than a mother does. A father shows your children how to provide for themselves and how to protect themselves and all those things. That is a totally different role from a mother who would be more of a soft and gentle touch for the father, teach you how to change your tire and how to fix on your car. I don't know how to fix on my car because my father didn't teach me how to fix on a car. No, but no other man did either. I don't know nothing about a car except to check the oil. I know how to put gas in it. I know how to change the tire, even though I haven't changed the tire in years. But I know how to do those things. But in that role of when you learn how to do those things, you generally learn them from your father. And I want to parlay that father and that earthly father and that nurturing father we know as human beings back to our earthly father, our heavenly father, God the Father. And I want to talk about his also presence, like the presence of a natural father being in your life is very important, is very satisfying, and is very gratifying. You learn so much and you do so much. I don't know about you, but I laugh so much with my heavenly father when I'm looking up and talking with him and he's talking with me, and I'm just, we'd be in the car coming and carrying a whole conversation and laughing and carrying on, and you would think I was speaking to my earthly father or some other human being that was sitting beside me, because that's the kind of relationship I have. His presence, God's presence is all around us, and God's presence is ever up front, whether it be a time of joy? Would it be a time of sadness? Or would it be a time of danger? Or a time of where we're unsure? God's presence is always with us. And I want to read something in your hearing that really struck me. It says, in Ezekiel 36, verse 27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And I guess there's one thing in relation when I saw that scripture, I thought about my earthly father. I spent so many years, there were some negative things about my father that I didn't want to be like. I didn't want to be nothing like my father. I fought it. Anybody told me you were like my father, I was like my father. I would fight it. My mother, she's the one that most told me, you are just like your father. I think that's most of the time I make her mad. She's like, oh, you remind me so much of your father. Why? Because the spirit of my earthly father is a part of me because he's my father. So I take on the characteristics of him. I take on his nature. Sometimes I take on some of his attitude from what I hear of my father and what his childhood was like. I very much see now how and why I act the way I act and I do things the way I do them, because my father did them that way. And I said, well, I guess I am like my father. I finally stopped taking it as an insult, and I started to realize, oh, yeah, you just like Charlie. Because my mother would tell me, you mind me so much of Charlie, you acting just like Charlie. That's what Charlie would do. Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. I used to hate to hear her tell me that. But now I take it as a badge of honor, because my father, even I realized, even my singing ability, my ability to sing came from my father. My father was a great singer. Even though he never came to notoriety or anything like that, in the he got a lot of hood notoriety, in that they knew him in the neighborhood as a great singer, and they always done things, and he'd go out of town, and I'd hear stories of him and my uncle. They would get stuck out of town, like they spent up all their money, and my father and my uncle were singers, and my father was what I called a jackleg preacher, and that I don't think he ever accepted an official calling, but him and my uncle, they would go to a church, and they would talk them into letting them have revival at the church. And from what I understand, my father would be the revivalist. He would be singing and preaching, and my uncle would be singing. And then what they did was they made the deal with the church that for the first revival, used to be 5 days back then, but the first 3 nights, the offering would go to the church. And the last 3 nights, the offering would go to my uncle and my father. Well, as if you don't know it, back in the day, revival used to grow bigger and better toward the end of the week. So, of course, they were grabbing the better nights of the week to accept the offering, especially on a Friday night. And from what I understand, the churches were packing out with my father and my uncle as jackleg evangelists, with their singing ability and their preaching ability. And that's how they made money. And that's how they got over. They had that kind of ingenuity. I'm not saying it's right. I'm sure some people were blessed and delivered, but they were not officially ministers of the gospel, I know. But anyway, that was part of their antics as they, if they ever got into financial trouble, I hear especially down in the Florida area, they would go to visit from South Carolina, and they would do those revivals to make their money and go back out. But I said all that to say, I'm glad to have some characteristics like Ezekiel was talking about of my heavenly Father. I found myself to be a loving, kind human being. I don't meet a stranger. I'm always willing to help. I'm always willing to extend love. Now, sometimes that love has been met with the wrong, the wrong motive and the wrong intention. I've gotten burnt, as they say to use a slang. I got burnt because people used me or people did that. But my heart toward people and my heart in general is still positive. It's still, I didn't let that affect me. That's the way God Father is toward me and my sins against him. That though my sins are many, God has yet continued to show love and to show mercy and to grace me with that love and that mercy and to show me that every day, every moment of the day, he is present with me. Whether I'm doing good or whether I'm doing evil, he's there beholding the evil. If I'm doing evil, just as well as he is the good when I'm doing good. So the presence of our Father, our Heavenly Father, Father God, is always, always paramount in my mind. And that helps to, what they say, it's a sanctifier. It helps you to walk up straight and to do right. When you got to remember, when you remember, oh, God watching me. Uh-oh, God can see that. No, I'm not going to steal this because God said, thou shalt not steal. Oh, I'm not going to cover that because God said, thou shalt not cover. And if that's what I want to relate to you, the presence all around you is your Father, and he's there to lead and to guide you and give you direction. Now, in this day that we live in now, everything's so uncertain, and you have gone through so much in life. If you look at your life, you've gone through so much. You've seen others go through much. But if you remember that your Heavenly Father, Abba Father, is always with you, and always will be with you. And he's there as your love and your protection. And he surrounds you. And that number one thing is to be a guidance and direction. As in Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong, courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So I want to encourage you on this Father's Day, even in the days to come, in the days we live in now, don't forget your Heavenly Father is with you. Every step of the way, make the right decision. Yes, you can choose to do the wrong decision. You can choose to cheat, steal, and lie if you want to, and God is merciful, and he'll forgive you. But you'll feel better about yourself if you choose the right way, knowing that God is going to help you to overcome and to triumph. Don't look toward the political scene. Don't look at what the economy is doing. Look to your Heavenly Father and fear not the days that have approached us, because God warned us of them. God told us that they would come, that perilous times would be. But fortify yourself in God as if it was the first day you believe. Go back and do your first works over. Study the word of God. Believe in God. Believe and study and pray and believe in him, and let God guide you through these lasting evil days. And I declare unto you, you will see a triumph after triumph. I know that many times when I've come before you, you've heard of many of my war stories, that I have gone through many trials and tribulations in my physical body, even over this last year. And this last thing being the biggest and the strongest of them all. But I declare to you, from what God has done in my body and in my spirit and in my soul, from the time of this last stroke, April 6th, to this day, how much God has grown and fortified himself in me. Though there be trials, and though I still be going through, I still may wake up with sore and twins, and I'm still doing my own therapy. I finished my last therapy session last week, but I still have to move my arms, move my muscles. I'm still fighting, getting back to where I physically was. But in the midst of all that, God, I've fortified myself even the more in the word of God, in the study of God, in praying for the saints, praying for myself, fortifying myself, making sure that I'm strengthened on my inner man, and my outer man has been renewed day by day and strength by strength. So I encourage you this day to don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. And let him have full control of your life and your joys, your tears, your worries. Give them all to God, because he's your Heavenly Father who is always present and always ready to lend an aiding hand. In Jesus' name, let him do it for you this day. Let him do it for you this day. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Bishop. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for
words of wisdom. Something I just had to speak like a father because of the strength of my body, but I hope you understood what I was saying. In that,
absolutely,
God has you. He has you, and even I want to say, even in this ministry, Get Them Radio, and the East St. Louis Church, I see growth. I see multiplication. And God is going to bless the hands, because you slacked not and you did not cause yourself to pull back because of what you saw. And God's going to increase the work in your hand and increase the finances to even take care of the work that's been put in front of your hands. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I thank God. And thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah. Amen. So good to have you with us today, and the words of wisdom from the Lord. You spoke, really, you spoke very well today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Really, very well, with the wisdom of God, just oozing from you. Glory to God. Amen.
Praise God.
And love the topic. The best thing about a father is his presence. Him
yes.
being there. I thought about he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under
yes.
the shadow of the
God.
Almighty.
God.
Amen. Just being in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a song by trying to think of his name. Clint Brown. No, that's not Clint Brown. But there's a song that says, in your presence, that's when I'm strong.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Just
Amen.
Being in the presence of the Lord gives us the strength. And I know his presence is just all over you today. Amen. As you were speaking today, you spoke very articulately. Amen.
Praise God.
Very well. Love this scripture. And I'm like, what? I should know this scripture right here. Ezekiel 36:27. Amen. I will put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. I'm like, what? Where was I? I should know that.
We can do it. I think about them sins. I struggle in some real hard sins. You know, everybody got a real hard sin you struggle in. And I said, now, why I struggle in sins that long? And God's telling me that spirit within me.
Yeah.
And I'll keep his statutes and shall keep his judgment. That means my struggle wasn't so hard. I just didn't know the word. I just didn't know that
right.
the word was there. God is right there to help me. Even though I'm hearing all these things, no, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. But your flesh is telling you something different. The flesh is telling you something different. Let me tell you something. Sin is enjoyable. Sitting there eating a whole cake is enjoyable. But the Bible says don't be a glutton.
Right.
God can be there to help you guide you, get that one piece and enjoy that piece. Thank God for that piece of cake without eating the whole cake. Take the rest of it, put it in the freezer so it don't go bad, and he'll let you have another slice in a few more weeks.
Amen.
Wait a few weeks and another slice.
Yeah.
And the little sins, Amen. The little secret service sins we do. He's there to guide us, to stop us from doing that.
Thank you, Lord.
What is it? No temptation except to give you a way of escape. And we ignore our ways of escape when he brings them to our mind. Go to the liquor store and you don't need to be drinking. Lord said, go on, keep driving. And you don't ignore that prompting of the Lord to keep driving. You stop, you look at the door. Next thing you know, you're walking in, you done got you a bottle of Grey Goose.
Oh, Lord. So it's like, he told me, you know we're not eating chips. What you doing in the chip aisle? Get out of here.
Oh,
so, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop.
You can have chitlins on the holidays. The Lord told me you can have them on the holidays. It's the only time to get them. So now I only eat them on the holidays. And I eat one plate of them, and I just enjoy them so much. But my health is better.
Yeah.
Yes. My health is better.
Yes. Amen. So thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I love you, each and every one.
Amen. Love you too, sir. So good to have you with us. Amen. We're going to do a few things right now. We want to just make sure that people are born again. The ones who are listening, the ones who will listen in the future, we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then we're going to tell you what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Then we'll give people an opportunity to say something. So prepare yourself. We'll be opening up the lines, and you can make comments. And then we're going to go ahead and close, because I know some people want to go spend time with their father. Hallelujah. And their earthly father, and celebrate him on this day. So for those of you who may not be sure that you're not sure that you're born again, we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And so the Lord wants you to know that he loves you. As we were saying earlier, gentleness wrapped or strength wrapped in love. He just loves us. Not just loves us, he so loves us that he wants us to be saved. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 tells you exactly what to do to be saved. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer in agreement with what God has said in his word. Hallelujah. And we said earlier that his word stands forever. And so that puts you in agreement with the Lord when you confess, when you pray this prayer. And then you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. You make a choice to believe, because none of us was here 2,000 years ago. And so we make a choice. Bishop talked about making a choice. And this is one of those, this is a right decision. This is a decision that takes you from eternal death to eternal life with this decision right here. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Jesus,
I believe you died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my
life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And
now I know. I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with all your heart, we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right standing. You are in right standing with God. You are a child of God, and heaven is truly your home. Yeah, I know it was a simple little prayer, but you know what? Jesus did all the work. All you just did was come in agreement with him. And when you come in agreement with what Jesus did, you are saved. Your confession has just been made into salvation. Amen and amen. And so we want to pray over you. Father God, we thank you for hallelujah, touching them right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to read the word of God and to understand it. Hallelujah. And then power to even pray in their very own prayer language. We thank you for doing it for them right now, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Hallelujah. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Now, the Lord has put this family of broadcasts together. The different broadcasts that we have during the week, every week, as we come on these broadcasts, we learn and we grow together. Amen. So this is Sunday. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Glory to God. Your mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Next Sunday, I will be preaching. Glory to God. So hopefully we'll see you next Sunday. We are still in the book of Job. Amen. Hearing the Lord reveal himself through the book of Job. So come and join us on next Sunday. On Mondays, that is our Bible teaching time with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And Bishop Aaron, Dr. Lorraine says to send love to you and your family. Amen. Hallelujah. And so every Monday, Dr. Lorraine Navarro digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And that is every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. On Tuesdays, that is our prayer time, where we pray in tongues on Tuesday. Hallelujah. And, the Lord really meets us. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And we found out that the interpretation of tongues is prophecy. We find out what God is saying to us. He has secrets he wants to reveal. So join us on Tuesday, amen, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And all of our broadcasts, the way you can join us is to call, 516, area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. Now, on Wednesday, two Wednesdays in the month, we have a service. On the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. It's called Prophetic Healing. And our co-hosts are Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. And every second Wednesday, there's a healing. Praise God. Or more than one healing. Hallelujah. The next time we will have the next second Wednesday will be Wednesday, July the 12th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, July 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your family, your friends about it. Somebody who needs a healing, they don't even have to leave their home. Just dial on the phone and the Lord will heal them. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen. And then on the every month, we have our latest Get 'em Radio family. A broadcast, our latest edition is Anointed Pandemic Baby. God has just said to us that there are babies that have been born right now. They are from new birth to about 4 years old, that these babies are special. They're precious. He's pouring out his spirit upon them. And we've been praying for them and for their parents during this time. So join us It's coming up. Our next Anointed Pandemic Baby broadcast will be Wednesday, June the 28th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. So join us. Okay, now this, and also Thursday is our Thursday edition, Get 'em Radio. Every Thursday this month, or the last four Thursdays this month, we have been having Wise Fathers Month. Amen. So this Thursday is the 22nd, and our speaker is going to be Bishop Holly. Amen. He is a father. He's a grandfather. He's a stepfather. And he is a man of God. So we're looking forward to meeting or to listening to this wise father, Bishop Holly, on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And that's our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to open up the line, and if you have any comments, questions, any prayer requests, we're going to open up the line quickly here. Everybody's line will be open. Praise God. And then we'll have Bishop to come back and give us closing remarks and closing prayer. So, amen. Your line is open. So if you're... Just make sure you mute it so we're not hearing what's going on in the background, because that's being recorded as well. Amen. Is that you, Lady Sabrina, who pressed your number one key? Area code 678-365.
Yes, it's me. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi, Lady Sabrina. I thought that was you. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Welcome. Thank
good,
you. Thank
good.
You. I just thank God for being a part of today's service. I have truly been blessed. I praise God for Pastor Mom and you for all that you do and your church and how you are continuing. And I just thank God for a day of celebrations for fathers, because sometimes they get a little hard for them. And so we have to keep them encouraged also. And I also just thank God just for being our Heavenly Father, for giving us wisdom and understanding, you know, because not everybody have their father. My father passed away last year, but I just thank God for men who I see that are fathers and that are instilling the Word of God. Not saying that my father was a spiritual person, but the acts that he did, he instilled a lot in me. And I always tell my sister, my father was not a complainer. Though he was sick many days, but he never complained. And I said, that's the spirit I want to have, never complaining. And so that's my goal that I'm working on. Don't want to complain about what's happening in earth, because I know that God got it all under control. And again, I say I have enjoyed this service.
Hallelujah.
God know our destination, and he know when we need the Heavenly Father love, and when he needs to embrace us extra when we're going through. So, again, I just thank God, and I wish every father a happy Father's Day. Pray your day be blessed, and you be with love and laughter. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
That's my fine rib, y'all.
Love you all. Hey, love you too. You're a good rib and a good wife. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and Bishop Aaron, and all of the
God
precious
bless.
Saints in your respective, hallelujah, your respective places. Happy Father's Day. Even now to you, Bishop Aaron, and all of the men, dads, you know, throughout the United States. I give glory to God for each one of you. I want to thank God for you, Pastor Mom, this morning. You just sound so clear and so good as you said the Lord's prayer about this time. Glory to God. And Apostle, I want to thank God for every single part of this service today. It just really blessed my heart. It just blessed my heart, and I thank God for it. I was thanking God for Minister Rachel. I look forward to them coming back again. I don't know what happened, but I just wanted Minister Rachel and her family to know that they really blessed. I was singing along with them. The Lord is great. Thank God for your messages, Apostle. Hallelujah. Of gentleness and I just thank God for the service today, every single part of it. Again, I thank God for the short declarations today that bless my heart. I'm forgiven.
Amen.
I'm free. I'm gifted. I have purpose. I'm valuable. Glory to God. I am blessed. So I just thank God. I thank God for and Bishop Aaron. I just thank God for the beginning to the. It just went so very anointed and smoothly today. It was like
praise
it just
God.
Ministered the word that God spoke to you. Ministered so well to my heart. The best thing about a father is when a father is present. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Praise God.
Gives us an experience, a confidence. You said to a child, you know, and it's just a blessing. You know, I think about what Dad was present with us. My natural dad was present with us when we were raised up. Even though he worked, but I don't know how it was all accomplished. But we ate dinner every day, sat around the table and ate dinner, and then that was special. That was really special. And then on Sunday mornings, we all with Mom and all of them, we had. You know, Sunday breakfast together. And so I thank God for the earthly dad. And then I thank God for my husband, Joe, who also, when we raised our children, we all ate together. And he was present after we go to work every day. He'd come home and just lay down for a little while, eat, and then lay down for a little while and then be around where his boys are. And they love that football. And they would all, just spend time, all of them just sitting around with each other. You know, it was just such a great blessing. And then I watched with all my sons how they ended up being very, very good fathers to their children and to their grandchildren. So I just thank God for that when you talked about the presence. I love that you gave that about the father noun and a man in a relationship. But then you went on to say about it being a verb. I never thought about it being a verb and that a father causes a pregnancy. And that how you would have fun, a dad has fun and will play with their children. I thank God. And as you did with, as the apostle said in Ezekiel 36 and verse 27, I had to go back and say, I'm like apostle with that too. You know, I will put my spirit in you and cause you to walk in my statutes. I thank God. And then I love the last verse you gave, which is Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. So I thank God for the whole entire world today. It flowed very, very beautifully. It was like a beautiful, as I listened to you today, it was just like a beautiful time to hear you minister today. And I thank God for you, Bishop
Praise
Aaron.
God.
And again, I thank God for each one of you all. And may those who still have a father or even a husband that's a dad to your children, I thank God that that's a blessing. This is one of those years, as Apostle said, our dad went to be with the Lord in August of 2020. My husband went a few months later in December of 2020. And so I thank God for the time that we had, with our
God
dads and the time that we had, even with my mate as a dad, to watch him be a good dad to his children. And thank God. So, and I thank God that I said happy Father's Day to my brothers also. And ask God to send out love and special shout outs to my brothers too in Jesus' name and brothers-in-law. So I thank God for each one of you all and God bless you. And may you all have a very blessed, happy Father's Day. God bless you, Apostle.
Definitely.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. I'm going back on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for all your wonderful comments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, hi. Anyone else?
Yes.
Hey, Minister Ray.
Hi,
you all
everyone.
Okay?
Yes, just feeding Gabriel.
We're singing some more.
Yeah, we want to sing Our Hope Has a Name.
Okay.
And God is so good.
And the second one will be God is so good. Okay.
Okay.
My blessings. You can start.
Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We
sing it three times.
And praise God. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord. I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
All glory to the Father of all fathers. Thank you, Lord God. And God bless you, Bishop Aaron, and your beautiful wife. I heard her. May the Lord keep y'all strong in Jesus' name. And God bless you too, Apostle. My beautiful God mom and beautiful Pastor mom and all my beautiful God family in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Second song.
Amen. Okay, second song. Go ahead.
God is so good. God is so good to us. He's always good. God is so good. God is so good to us. God is so good. God is so good. And that is understood. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good to us.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is so good.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Love you.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Good to hear from our choir before we left. Bishop, any closing remarks? And then closing prayer. Thank you.
Just want to thank God for being with you again. You all again, I thank you for your indulgence. You got to know we're human, but God is always present to help us in our humanness. Even
Amen.
When there's something we have to do, we have anxiety, we have fear, we have apprehension, God will always be there for you. So whatever God has placed in your hand to do, do it with all your might because God is ever present. And you want to pray?
Yes.
All right. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you, God, for this day of recognition of our physical fathers, of our earthly fathers. And we give them honor, give them respect, give them love and great joy of remembrance of them. And we thank you for our Heavenly Father, being our Heavenly Father, and always being present. And for us knowing, God, that through your word, that you will lead us and you will guide us into all truth and cause us to be triumphant, to be above only and not beneath. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Bishop. We just want to pray that God will continue to strengthen you with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. God bless you, your wife, your entire family. And thank you once again for just being on ready for us at any time. Everyone,
it's
we love
pleasure.
You. And have a blessed rest of this Father's Day. Amen. And remember,
amen.
I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed day.